raise them up. I'm talking about later on a Saturday night, the band plays a song you like and you sing along. Raise them up. I'm talking about daddy's old pickup truck.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we are talking about pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Yeah, we haven't done a pronunciation lesson in...
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Long time, yeah.
So today we are focusing on you.
Yeah, you, like the word you.
Like the word you. You are very important.
To us. And that's why we're talking about you today.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you, of course, is a very, very easy word to say. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the word you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
But what happens when native speakers say you after words like did or don't or would?
It changes.
It kind of changes.
Yeah. And you might not even know this word until we explain it.
Right. So basically, if you haven't listened to our pronunciation lessons before, we're just going to listen to a very quick clip, and then Connor and I will come back and just try to break it down, try to explain it to you.
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Relaxed pronunciation is when the syllables of common words are slurred together. Today we are going to focus on you. You tends to change to ya, often written as ya. Softening the previous consonant may also occur. For example, did you sounds like did ya. Did you go to work yesterday? Do you sounds like do ya. Do you want to come over? Would you sounds like would ya. What would you do for love? Don't you sounds like don'tcha. Don't you want to come over? Got you sounds like gotcha. I got you some flowers. Get you sounds like getcha. I'll come over and getcha.
Dialogue, second time.
Relaxed pronunciation is when the syllables of common words are slurred together. Today we are going to focus on you. You tends to change to ya, often written as ya. Softening the previous consonant may also occur. For example, did you sounds like did ya. Did you go to work yesterday? Do you sounds like do ya. Do you want to come over? Would you sounds like would ya. What would you do for love? Don't you sounds like don't ya. Don't you want to come over? Got you sounds like gotcha. I got you some flowers. Get you sounds like getcha. I'll come over and getcha.
Okay, guys, so we just heard a clip, and I'm feeling very relaxed.
I'm also feeling very relaxed.
Yeah. When I speak English, you know, I think when a lot of us speak English, we're kind of lazy.
Yes.
We just want to relax.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we hear the word relaxed pronunciation.
Yeah.
It basically just means lazy pronunciation.
Yeah.
But lazy also means natural, real, you know, authentic.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what we say.
And that's what
native
we say.
Speakers. Yeah. And this happens when syllables of common words are slurred together.
Okay, so syllable is just the amount of claps you can have in a word.
Yeah.
Adam has
Adam,
two syllables.
Adam, 1, 2. Connor, 1, 2.
China.
One,
also two.
Excitement, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wow, lots of syllables there.
Okay, yeah.
But the key word we talked about before was slur.
Yes, yeah.
Connor, you're like really good.
Yeah, yeah. This is one, actually, I have a problem with this sometimes. When I say the word Superman, I slur the words. I can't pronounce this word correctly sometimes.
How do you say it?
Superman.
Superman. Yeah, Superman.
So if you ever imagine, if you've seen someone who's had too many beers,
yes.
Often they start talking. Yeah, that's slurred.
Right, they're slurring their speech. Mm-hmm. They're slurring their words.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could also say their words are slurred.
Exactly, yeah. That's great. So today we're focusing on how the word you gets slurred.
Okay, so you, of course, is you, not really too difficult.
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, I guess I probably say you 50 times a day.
Yeah, we say it when it doesn't really mean you.
Mm.
Yeah. So we get this special character, the special letters. It looks like a J and then upside down E.
Okay, which sounds like... yeah. But even when we write it, it's mm-hmm. often YA.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah. Which so, that was yes in
yes,
that case.
It's a strange language, guys. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. It's just not you. It's not like you would expect to see, YOUU.
Right. So what also may happen or may occur is a softening of the previous consonant.
Okay, so softening just means make softer.
Yeah, yeah. So something hard would be like a k or a d, but make it softer, like from d to j.
Yeah, exactly.
A little softer.
Well, I mean, even when we record these lessons, I mean, let's say we had to record a lesson about Peter Piper. Mm-hmm. There's a very famous tongue twister.
Yes.
Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Yeah.
But when you're recording, that is going to sound very hard, right?
Yeah.
Peter Piper.
Yeah.
So you need to soften that a bit.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Or like C is often, there's a soft C or a hard C.
K.
Yeah. So then this word previous, this just means the one before.
Right. And then occur just means happen.
Happen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys have been waiting for, you know, the actual stuff here, the meat.
Yeah, so here we go. First example. Did you? Sounds like.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Did you go to work yesterday?
I certainly did. No, I certainly did.
I certainly did.
Yes.
Okay. So it could be any question like that. Did you see the news?
Did you do your homework? Yeah. The next example we have here, do you?
Okay.
And this sounds like.
Dia. Do you want to come over?
Yeah. This one's, there's no j. It's just really fast.
Right.
Do you want to come over? Oh, and notice there are two pronunciation changes here. We say want to, that becomes wanna.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I think we do have a wanna one.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think there is a wanna pronunciation. Mm-hmm. It's been so long since we've done these pronunciations. I'm pretty sure there is a wanna, but just to stick to the script today, do you want to come over?
Do you want to, yeah.
Probably if someone is slurring do and you, they're probably also going to slur want and to. Do you wanna?
That's true. Probably like, we could think of a different one. Do you know how to do the homework?
Something about homework.
Homework.
Today.
Why do I like homework so much today? Yeah. Okay. The next one. Would you?
Okay. So now this sounds very polite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would you kind of sounds like would ya?
Would ya? Yeah.
Would you like to do my homework, Connor?
Well, yes, I would like to do your homework. Would you like to buy me coffee then?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Okay, so that's do you and would you. So that's really good for questions.
Right, yeah.
But now we have don't you.
Yeah, don't you. Sounds like don't you.
Don't you. Don't you want to come over?
Yeah, don't you want to come over? Don't you know how to
do my homework?
Yeah, too much homework. Okay.
Okay, so that one's probably not going to be as common as do you or would you, but it's going to come up.
For sure, yeah. So the next one here, got you.
Okay.
And this is so common.
Mm.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. The basic example here, I gotcha some flowers.
Okay. Gotcha some flowers. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a very romantic husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could say I gotcha some flowers for doing my homework.
Yeah, you could do that for sure. Another way we use it when we like catch somebody.
Yeah. Because got here also means like to catch.
Catch. Yeah.
So maybe let's say that you are a parent and your child should be doing their homework, but they're not doing their homework.
Yeah.
They're playing video games.
Yeah. Oh.
You can open the door and say,
yeah,
gotcha.
This maybe happened to me. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And well, then the last one here, get you.
Okay. So get you, it could be get, like, again, I got you something in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It could also mean like understand.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you get it? Oh, I don't get it. I don't get the homework.
I don't get the homework. Or, I mean, sometimes you don't get a person, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get you. Yeah. I don't get you at all.
Yeah. So this one here in the example, I'll come over and get you. This kind of reminds me of like when my dad was going to like, he was teasing me. I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you good.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is it, exactly like I'm going to fight you or I'm going to tickle you or something like that.
Yeah.
So it could be depending on the context, this could be like, I'll come over and pick you up.
Yes.
I will come over and you will get into my car.
Yeah.
We will go somewhere. We'll go do homework together.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That sounds great.
Or it could be, you know, like, if you don't do your homework, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Meaning I'm going to fight you or beat you or something.
Yeah, for sure. So, do you want to listen to these one more time?
I know I do. What about you guys? Do you want to listen to it one more time?
Dialogue first time.
Relaxed pronunciation is when the syllables of common words are slurred together. Today we are going to focus on you. You tends to change to y, often written as ya. Softening the previous consonant may also occur. For example, did you sounds like did ya. Did you go to work yesterday? Do you sounds like do ya. Do you want to come over? Would you sounds like would ya. What would you do for love? Don't you sounds like don'tcha. Don't you want to come over? Got you sounds like gotcha. I got you some flowers. Get you sounds like getcha. I'll come over and getcha.
Dialogue, second time.
Relaxed pronunciation is when the syllables of common words are slurred together. Today we are going to focus on you. You tends to change to y, often written as ya. Softening the previous consonant may also occur. For example, did you sounds like did ya. Did you go to work yesterday? Do you sounds like do ya. Do you want to come over? Would you sounds like would ya. What would you do for love? Don't you sounds like don'tcha. Don't you want to come over? Got you sounds like gotcha. I got you some flowers. Get you sounds like getcha. I'll come over and getcha.
Okay, so we just heard those sentences about did ya again. And, you know, these are pretty important things, especially if you're learning English.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people always want to study grammar
and
vocabulary. Mm-hmm. But actually, if you sound more natural, people are going to... You know, they're going to say like, wow, English sounds really good.
It makes a good impression.
It really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, guys, vocabulary is important.
Sure,
grammar is important.
So important. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like you can have perfect grammar and a huge vocabulary and still sound like a robot.
Like a robot. Would you like to go to the park with me?
I would.
Yeah, so we can change that and to, like, would you like to go to the park?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I hope you guys have enjoyed today's pronunciation lessons. Have you checked out our other pronunciation lessons?
Yes.
We have many. They are all super useful.
And if you guys have any questions or comments about pronunciation, we are always happy and here to help.
That's right. Connor doesn't just help me with my homework. He also helps you with your homework.
All right. We'll look forward to those and talk to you later.
Bye, guys. As the flag flies, say goodbye tonight.